All right, a show of hands. How many times has that old alarm gone off at oh dark 30? You barely open one eye and think, I just don't have the energy to get out of bed. But what if the physical motion of getting out of bed actually created the energy you need to face the day? Even if it's just enough to turn on the coffee. Okay, you can put your hand down. By the way, just as you spent energy to raise your hand, you were generating it too. Every time we move, the machine we live in, our body, gives off energy. And that mechanical force can be converted into electricity. And that's the concept that drives the work of Dr. Nelson Sepulveda and his research team at Michigan State University. Sepulveda is an associate professor of electrical and computer engineering. We're in his lab where he's showing me a small, thin, reflective sheet of silicone. It's called the FENG, short for ferroelectric nanogenerator.
Whenever it is pressed, whenever it experiences some mechanical deflection, it generates some electricity. It is flexible, it generates a substantial amount of power, electric power per unit stress, and it increases the output by just folding.
When the FENG is compressed, it gets stronger and can create up to 4 times its original power capacity. The secret lies in layers. Let's go back to the getting out of bed analogy. Sepulveda thinks about sheets and blankets. There's pockets of air between each layer, but they're not exactly empty.
Imagine that within each bed sheet layer, you have really, really tiny particles that are charged, that have a positive or negative charge.
Those ions don't like being pushed around, and so if you press your hand on the stack of blankets, they're going to fight back, quietly.
And the way they do that is by creating an electric field that generates a force that opposes the mechanical deflection. And that electric field is what generates the electric power that we're extracting from the device.
To demonstrate this, we enlist the help of doctoral student Wei Li. He dons a latex glove and places a cloth over the silicone patch, the nanogenerator, 2 small wires connected to an LED circuit board.
So what he's going to do, he's going to press this thing, and I want you to look like normal to the LEDs and see how they start blinking as he applies the pressure on it. So go ahead and get closer, like normal view on this thing.
Okay, I see Wei is pushing down with the palm of his hand. He's got a cloth between his hand and the plates, and I am seeing green and blue lights that are blinking.
Which are the colors that consume more energy. That's why we picked them. If they were red, that means that there's not too much energy, but they're green and blue. There's no batteries attached. You can describe it to people. The people trust you. You're in the radio, so people trust you. There's no batteries attached anywhere. All the energy is actually coming from him pressing this thing. That's all.
Sepulveda gives much of the credit for the FENG's origin to his student, Wei Li. Li says even as electronic devices become smaller and more portable, they still only hold a very limited charge.
So I was thinking about the idea, if we can use this energy to charge the wearable or the portable device, that will solve the problem of shortage of the battery.
The MSU team says once it's fully developed, the FENG might one day charge your smartphone for an entire week, not just a few hours. That's just one possibility for the device. But Nelson Sepulveda says those advances will take time. There's still a lot of lab work left to do.
We need to understand all the parameters that actually play a role in the performance of the device. And once we do that, I think that we'll be in business.
And when might that business arrive? Sepulveda predicts it will take about 5 years for the FENG to make it out of his lab and onto the market. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.